This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We bring to you on our D&M leasing hotline, two-time national champion, Heisman Trophy winner, college football broadcaster Gino Toretta. Good afternoon, sir.
How are you guys doing?
We're doing very, very well, thank you. Although, I guess I should say, how I'm doing will depend at least a little bit on how you answer this very first question.
A lot of pressure, Gino.
I went to Texas A&M. I have seen all of the fraudulent Texas A&M teams that have let me down along the way. Selfish first question, how much do you believe in these Aggies and now Marcell Reed?
I'm going to say this. Who do they play this week? I can't remember.
South Carolina.
Well, unfortunately, I picked South Carolina to win the game.
What the hell?
I don't know if that disappoints you, but South Carolina is one of the loudest places in the SEC. They've been on the cusp of beating far better teams than, I would say, Texas A&M. So I don't mean to dash your hopes. But the good thing is I'm usually dead wrong.
I think what hurt was that you said beating far better teams, not just better, but far better than Texas A&M. But I appreciate the honesty. So to answer your question again, not doing so great, Gino. Yeah,
it was a great talk. We'll get back with you next time, Gino. Yeah.
I'm just kidding. Now, you're on the call tomorrow for Penn State and Ohio State, and obviously both teams are very, very good. It does look like maybe Ohio State has kind of gotten close to a couple of stumbles as of late. Should they be concerned going into this game?
Well, I think they most definitely should be concerned. I mean, they've already lost one on the road to Oregon. You know, this is the first year of the 12-team playoff. They want to make sure they're still in the mix for, you know, winning not only the conference, but getting into the playoff. Their left tackle was injured, I think, 2-3 weeks ago. Last week's left tackle was kind of one of those turnstiles at the airport. And now he's injured as well, so they don't know who's going to play left tackle and block for Will Howard. I think there's definite cause for concern if you're the Ohio State Buckeyes.
Man, I am always shocked at, like, my kid's middle school. I go to his football game, and there's, like, 10 Ohio State fans. Do Ohio State fans, are they more across the country than anybody else, or is there one that you're like, no, there's a different school that just takes over the U.S.?
Isn't it annoying? I mean, like, you know, Miami and Ohio State and the Rose Bowl and the fraudulent call at the end, and it took another title away from Ken Dorsey and his teammates. But, well, the school's got, I mean, 65,000 in their enrollment. So, yes, it seems like they're all over the place, and it seems like they multiply when their team's better, which is always not good.
You know what I like is that you're clearly still bitter about past sports calls, just like the rest of us.
Yeah.
That is a very relatable trait, because I guarantee you everybody listening right now has something they're still bitter about, whether it's Dez caught it or whatever.
Yep.
Well, you know what the best part is? If I said that to an Ohio State fan, And I guarantee they would say, well, what about the pass interference against their – I can't even remember their receiver on the sideline. They didn't call that. You know, they would come back with all of their grievances, and they won the game. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the crazy thing. I'm like, you guys won the game. How do you, like, factor in these calls? But, I mean, all I know is pretty much the announcers were saying Miami won the game, and then all of a sudden they didn't win the game, which is very, very interesting.
Yeah, that is what makes college football so fun, too.
It is.
Those types of things. I am looking at, locally here, looking at SMU, looking at Indiana, looking at some of these schools that you're like, hold on, where did these programs pop up out of? I mean, I know you can Google some coaches, you know, and find out, but this turnaround that's happening more frequently in college football, do you like seeing what's happening there with some of these other smaller programs or big programs that are finally opening up some wallets?
Well, I think what's happening is we're going to get the microwave team effect with the transfer portal and NIL and all that. So you're going to go from the doghouse or the outhouse to the penthouse, or in Florida State's case, the penthouse to the outhouse.
Yep.
And
thanks for not saying S house. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. But the other is, you know, you look at these kids today, and, you know, and I've talked to, like, Warren Sapp's a good friend of mine. He's coaching out in Colorado now. And I asked him, I'm like, what do you kind of think of this current situation? He goes, it's killing the depth of teams because players don't want to go, hey, learn on the scout team, dominate the starters, then you become a starter. That's the progression to get on the field. If they don't want to play special teams, if they're not going to start, they're going somewhere else. And the depth of college football is not good. I mean, you look at teams like Alabama and get beat by Vanderbilt, for example. I mean, it would have been 60 years since yeah. that's happened. I mean, those are the kinds of things. But I think that is what makes, I would say, this season has been phenomenal because of that. And I also think, of the teams in the top 25, I think they all have a chance of getting in the top 12 at the end of the year, because we really don't know what's going to happen the rest of the season. I mean, take Miami, for example. Miami hasn't played a ranked opponent yet, won't face a ranked opponent until, if they go through undefeated, until they play in the conference championship game. That will be their one game against a ranked team. If they lost, you guys know as well as I know, they got a good chance to get knocked from, you know, high to out of the top 12 because the strength of schedule is going to screw them.
Man, it's weird, too, that we'd be talking about, like when you mentioned Miami, that we would be talking about a game this weekend like SMU and Pittsburgh and how that has turned into a massive game this week.
Yeah, I mean, look, Pitt's undefeated, mm-hmm. and yet they're ranked in the bottom of the top 25. And their strength of schedule, you'd argue, is probably better than Miami's. You know, and SMU and Lashley, listen, he was our offensive coordinator at Miami. He did.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Great things when he was here with Van Dyke, and he's done the same things there. He's putting points up on the board. I don't know how that they won a game. They turned the ball over 6 times last
week
against Duke, but they did it. And sometimes you need those kind of games. You need to, you know, come out on the right end. for at the end of the year, you have a shot at the playoff and a national championship. But I think it's just I think it's great because a lot of teams have there's more teams that have a shot to get in the playoffs, but it has the transfer portal has just killed the depth across the board in college football.
We're talking with Gino Toretta right here on 105 Through the Fan. Now, you will have the Ohio State and Penn State call. Obviously, both teams, the goal is to get in the playoffs. I get that. But this game seems like it has an extra level of importance with the byes in place as well. I'm not saying whoever wins is guaranteed a bye, but, man, that sure does feel like it gives you an inside track to one of those four byes, does it not?
Well, I don't know about that because they still have, you know, in my opinion, they should have got rid of the conference championship games, so they still have a conference championship game. If I'm in the Southeastern Conference, I want to be the third-ranked team in the conference.
So you don't have to play it, yeah.
Because I know I'm getting in the top 12, and I don't have to play the extra game. And you know what? I'll just go into the playoffs. I'll play that extra game, not the championship game. But the Penn State game is – Penn State-Ohio State's huge. It's Ryan Day's 2-7 against top five teams. I mean, here's a guy, he's got one foot on a banana peel, and the Ohio State fans are pushing him out the door if he loses this one. I mean, it's crazy. And James Franklin, on the other hand, he hasn't been able to beat the Penn States, the Ohio States and Michigans of the world. Even when he had Saquon Barkley, God, I was broadcasting that game, I think it was 16. Barkley takes a kick back 100 yards, had about a 150 rushing. I mean, he single-handedly almost won the game for Penn State, but James Franklin couldn't get him over the top. So I think there's tremendous pressure on both coaches to go out there and win this game. And I think it's, you know, we'll see, because Ohio State was kind of exposed against Oregon, and Penn State, you know, came back from a huge deficit against Southern Cal, who's really not very good. So we'll kind of see where this one lands.
Gino, this is more of kind of an NFL question based off of a college player. The Cowboys stink at running the ball this year for multiple reasons. When you watch Ginty, the running back at Boise State, your projection on what he could be at the NFL level?
I know this. He reminds me his size, his low center of gravity. To me, he reminds me of Barry.
Oh,
and I'm not saying he's that good, but he reminds me like how he's low to the ground, how he's cut, his size, kind of his strength. The concern is, okay, he's not in a top five or power five conference. So he's not playing against an SEC defense week in and week out. He's not dealing with bumps and bruises, you know. But, you know, look at Marshall Faulk, who, you know, was runner-up the Heisman for me. He was pretty good, and he was, you know, from San Diego State. They didn't play a Power 5 schedule. I think he's very talented. I wish I see him more, but, you know, obviously, you know, we don't get their games as you got to look around a little bit harder for the Boise State matchups. You know, they change days on me. They're not always on Saturday.
Hey, Gino, you brought up a few minutes ago that you're tight with Warren Sapp, and we got to interview him. Was it this year?
That's
this
Super
past
Bowl.
Year?
He's got a Super lot Bowl. Of energy.
This was the only interview that I've ever had that I was like, I have no clue what's going to happen next. Was that always him? Is that always how it's been?
Warren Sapp was the only player that I played with at Miami that could have started both ways.
Oh, wow.
He came in as about a 265-pound tight end. They gave him number 84, and I was begging Coach Erickson. I'm like, pull his red shirt. He's not staying here 5 years. This kid's too good of an athlete. Let me have him at tight end for my 91 when he came in. I think it took all of about 4 weeks for Coach Carmelowitz, our head D-line coach, who's passed away, and Ed Ogeron, who's our GA assistant D-line coach. They convinced Warren to move to defensive line. And he tells a great story. He says, they're like, Coach, I, you know, they told him he could be just like Russell Maryland, Cortez Kennedy, Jerome Brown. And Sapp is very smart. He just goes, come on, coach, you don't need to blow smoke. You know what I mean? And he goes, those guys are, you know, Hall of Famers. And they're like, no. And he goes, oh, I'm good at tight end. And Carmelis goes, name another 300-pound tight end in the league. and he said, Mitchell. Mitchell, the tight end for Nebraska. And he goes, he was like 280 at the time. He goes, yeah, he's got one fork in the grave, and he's eating his way to it. they convinced Warren to D-line, but he's got tremendous energy. He had the best hands on the team. Just a phenomenal athlete. I mean, he ran 4.6, I think, when he got there. He probably ran 4.8 by the time at 300 when he was playing D-tackle. But, yeah, the energy, enthusiasm, he loves. There ain't nothing that he loves more than ball, and he loves his quarterback. The quarterbacks that give him national championship or Super Bowl rings too. So I'm good with him.
Now, yeah. Speaking of the old Miami days, you think The Rock's going to be back for WrestleMania, or how are we feeling about that?
I'm not sure what Dewey's doing. If he's getting paid $65 million for a movie, he's probably going to stay away from wrestling.
That's a good point. That's a sweet gig. Well, yeah. Thank you.
I think he's figuring that out. But no, he's Dewey's a character.
Thank you very much for the time. We look forward to hearing you on the call tomorrow. Appreciate it very much, good sir.
Good luck to your Aggies.
Yeah, I can tell you really believe in them. Thank you very much. There you go.
That's great.
Ladies and gentlemen, Gino Toretta right here on 105.3 The Fan.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.